Y'all gonna have to excuse me. I have not been in proper church in a while. So apart from giving glory and honor to God, we're gonna get right into it. Amen. They gave me 10 minutes. I'm gonna stick to it. I am disillusioned this evening, church. I am disillusioned. I'm discombobulated. I am disoriented. I'm dissatisfied. I am disgruntled. Perhaps I may even be deceived, and I am facing cognitive dissonance. Perhaps part of my disillusionment and disorientation is because I'm confused this evening. I'm confused about why we celebrated Monday, Thursday, and we shared the Last Supper on Good Friday. We talk about the death of Jesus, and on Easter Sunday, we proclaim his resurrection. I'm confused, church. I'm confused because Matthew 12:40 says that for just as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the well, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. I'm confused. I'm discombobulated. I've been deceived. Someone help me do the math. Because between Friday and Sunday, it is 1 day and 2 nights. But I was told on the 3rd day he rose. I'm confused. I've been told that we can't rush past the crucifixion to get to the resurrection, but where's my 3rd day? Perhaps in our attempt to overtake pagan holidays and our move to commodify and capitalize mass production of religiosity, we've made Easter too sweet. Like the candy that is promoted, come hither and thither. We have the biggest Easter egg hunt on this Sunday. 1,000 eggs over here, 2,000 eggs over there, and 100,000 eggs dropped from the sky on Saturday. Come and get candy. You see, Curtis, that's our real message. Come for the candy on Sunday. But even my 8-year-old son knows that too much candy will rot your teeth. Have we made Easter rotten, church? Have our attempts to commodify Jesus, not the brown Palestinian Jewish man who actually died upon the cross, but the white Jesus, the what would Jesus do Jesus, the Jesus is my boyfriend Jesus, the Jesus is my homeboy Jesus, the Jesus Christ superstar, the Jesus is the reason for the season Jesus, or whatever other simple Christian platitude we tout, have we stained, controlled, restrained, and confined the Word who became flesh and dwelt among us? Perhaps if it can be contained in a simplistic catchphrase, it isn't profound enough to embody the essence of the cross. Perhaps this is why pastors, they come on Easter, but they don't return. I am disillusioned, discombobulated, disoriented, disgruntled, and I am facing cognitive dissonance because I need an Easter that has an answer. I need an Easter that has an answer to help me lament the deaths of Trayvon Martin, Michael Brown, Freddie Gray, Philando Castile, Tamir Rice, Eric Gardner, Alton Sterling, and Stephon Clark. I need an Easter. I need an Easter to help me address gun violence. I still need an Easter to help me grapple with the fact that a man would walk into a church while they were praying and would let out some shots. I need an Easter that is going to condemn patriarchy and misogyny. I need an Easter that's going to help me with the prevalence of sexual violence and abuse in the church, where the victim is blamed and ostracized, and yet the pastor gets to preach the good news on Sunday. I need an Easter that's going to help me address the drastic rise in suicide rates amongst African-American youth that is due to PTSD. I need an Easter. I need an Easter that's going to help me tackle a system that has failed Crystal Mason, a Texan woman who voted while on probation and now must serve 5 years in prison because nobody told her it was illegal. I need an Easter that has more to do with individual sin. Oh, y'all not going to say nothing to me this evening. I need an Easter that's going to deal with more than just individual sin. I need an Easter that's going to bring justice to indigenous peoples. What about them reparations we keep talking about? I need an Easter that's going to embrace the foreigner, the widow, the orphan, and all the ceremony who have been ceremonially excluded from the kingdom of God. But I was told not to rush through the crucifixion to get to the resurrection. But all I have, church, all I have is Good Friday, which is 2 nights and 1 day short. Short of the silence and the pain that Mary, the mother of Jesus, was forced to face. So this brings me to my word, the third word of the 7 words of Jesus. Meanwhile, standing near the cross of Jesus was his mother Mary and his mother's sister Mary and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing beside her, he said to his mother, "Woman, here is your son." And then he said to the disciple, "Here is your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his own home. "Mother, woman, here is your son." Could it be that as he looked down upon his mother, as he was stretched upon the cross, as James Cone said, strung up in that tree, he saw the curse of Genesis 3. The curse declares, not Eve, come on somebody. The curse declares, "Woman, you shall bear the pain of your child and suffer under the rule," that is, the oppression of man. And without a husband and without a son, Mary would have been subjugated to a system that would not have embraced a widow who also happened to have followed the King of the Jews. See, I have a message for the women this evening because of patriarchy, men have been centered in the church. But last time I checked, 80% of the American Christian church is female. So we're going to centralize women on this evening. Could it be that as Jesus looked upon his mother and he recognized the curse of Genesis 3, could it be as he stared into the pain of his eyes that he also remembered all of the women that he encountered on the way? Could it be that he remembered the woman at the well, Peter's mother-in-law, the woman dying of a fever, Jairus' daughter who was afflicted with a demon, the woman with the issue of blood, the Phoenician woman whose daughter was demon-possessed, Mary and Martha who were in pain because of their brother's Lazarus' death, the woman who was bent over and crippled for 18 years, the woman who was about to be stoned because a system of patriarchy applauded the men but killed the women. The woman who washed his feet with her hair. And as he looked down to the woman who birthed him in pain, cared for him, watched him die, and would also be there when he rose again. Mary, Mary, quite contrary. Why does your garden grow? Could it be that the transition from woman to mother, he dismantles the curse that had been placed upon the woman? The curse that would have caused her to suffer at the hands of patriarchy, oppression, and stigma. And by commanding his disciple to treat the woman as his mother, a relationship that signified respect and honor, could it be that Jesus is centering the woman so that she may actually have get the respect and the honor that she actually deserved? You see, if it's possible for a Palestinian Jewish man named Jesus, who in the midst of his own suffering, trauma, torture, and pain, to not only address the suffering of the woman, but to also dismantle a system of oppression and segregation of women, then perhaps this Easter can be a little bit more, about a little bit more than individual sin and candy. Amen.